The Mecklenburg County Health Department is looking at making some big changes to the tune of $4.6 million over the next 3 years. County commissioners will get details at a meeting tomorrow afternoon. WFAE health reporter Alex Olgan joins me now. Alex, what kind of changes is the department looking to make?
So first, this all goes back to those 185 women who were delayed months in learning about their abnormal pap smear test results. After reviews, outside consultants said the department needed to make major adjustments, one of which is reorganizing employees and hiring two more assistant health directors to provide more oversight. Consultants found high-level managers supervised too many employees to be effective. The department also wants to improve the way employees use electronic medical records. The consultant said they were more like an electronic filing cabinet than a reliable record. That's one of the more expensive changes, coming in about a third of the total cost. And the department's also looking about whether to outsource some lab tests.
The department's clinics have drawn a lot of criticism. What changes does the health director want to make there?
So the proposed adjustments to the clinic would be the most expensive part of this if implemented. The consultant suggested the clinics need to be more efficient, partially addressing those long wait times we heard about. Consultants said they could be up to 45 minutes. The consultants also discovered some nurses and doctors were doing more administrative work than they should. So the department wants to dedicate those employees to providing medical care while having other employees, like those at the call center, handle those other administrative functions.
And Alex, also tomorrow, auditors are presenting a review of how many pap smear patients with abnormal results weren't followed up with correctly. What did they find?
So the department is supposed to send letters to patients about results and follow-up care. But the review found over the past 3 years, there was a chunk of patients with abnormal pap smear test results who may not have received an initial letter. Auditors said that group was likely between 3 and 13% of those patients, but they may have gotten letters later on. Authorities also said in the report they were looking at electronic medical records to find evidence about whether or not those letters were sent to patients.
Okay, that's WFAE's Alex Olgan.